Hey, this episode is brought to you by Bob's Containers. Bob's Containers is the leader in shipping container housing, modular solutions, and more. It's a no-brainer with Bob's Containers. Turn your backyard into a profitable machine with a quick Airbnb, a backyard office, or something more. We also make shipping container offices, container restrooms, laboratories, anything you can dream of. We'll containerize a solution for you. So check us out at bobscontainers.com or give us a call, 833-265-3269. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Vineyard Sun. Vineyard Sun is a local Austin company that makes quality sunglasses made from sustainable materials. You can see their styles on vineyardsun.com or follow them on Instagram at vineyard_sun.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Moon Tower Business Podcast. This is your host, Joseph Obell, and today I have the pleasure of speaking to Bessie Martinez. Bessie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. You're involved in a lot of stuff in the community here in Austin. You lead the Latina Foundation, the Austin Latinas Unidas, and then you also have a podcast called the Everyday Jefa. And I want to jump into each of those in a minute, but maybe just you can get started by introducing yourself to your listeners, talk a little bit about your background and stuff you've worked on.
Well, thank you so much again, Joseph, for having me. As he said, my name is Bessie Martinez, and I am originally from the beautiful country of El Salvador, Central America, for those of you that are trying to figure out where exactly that is. And I migrated here as a really young child, kind of rooted ourselves in the Rio Grande Valley, which is borderline to Mexico, south of Texas. Went to high school there, graduated, and kind of decided to spread my wings, move to Washington, D.C. out of all places, completely took a 360 to what life down in the Rio Grande Valley is all about, and was there for about 12 years. Met my husband, kind of started a family there, kind of kicked off my career there as well in sales and marketing for the hospitality industry. So I started back in 2008 with the Hilton brand and kind of continued with them all the way through. We moved and relocated to the Dallas area. My husband's originally from Houston, so we were hoping to try to make it back to Texas, you know, but of course with the family, you want to do it a little bit more strategically than when you're single. So we want to make sure that, you know, work was what led us here. He at the time was working for the airline industry and, you know, was, transferred over and relocated and promoted. So we lived in the Dallas area, for about 8 years as well. And then the pandemic happened. And everything changed. Our lives changed. Our careers changed. I got the opportunity to kind of tiptoe into the entrepreneurial space while I was still working in the hospitality industry and kind of took on this vision of learning photography. My son, my oldest son, plays sports since the age of 4. He's now 15. And I was that mom that really did not want to have my iPhone up against a gate taking pictures. I really wanted something that I could, you know, we could later look back on memories. So I taught myself how to use the camera. You know, all I knew was how to turn on and off the camera. And unfortunately, I didn't find any mentors that would kind of guide me through that. So I took it upon myself to teach myself. I just kind of felt like maybe that was a journey that I was about to be on where I became something for somebody else that wasn't there for me. And so, yeah, I went from doing photography, sports photography. I did portrait photography. And when the pandemic happened, I found myself at the time I was teaching small business owners how to be able to show up online by utilizing their marketing, the photography that I was also implementing. This was really at the very beginning of influencers and bloggers. So teaching them how to use the pictures that I was photographing of them. And how to utilize that to, you know, build their community on the platforms. The pandemic happened and I was already online. So I kind of took off from there. And when the pandemic happened, also, you know, the travel industry kind of took a hit. My husband got relocated again into the Austin area. And so here we are just trying to navigate through, you know, what everybody else was going through. You know, I'm in a new city. I'm a mom. I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm wanting to meet people. And online was really the only option at the time that we all had. And so I resourced to the same thing that I was teaching my clients at the time, which is social media and Google, to be honest, looking for community. And I realized that community here in the Central Texas area was a little different than what I had seen living in DC, living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and also growing up in the Rio Grande Valley. And I am a firm believer that if you can't find something, you create it or you become it, which is kind of what, you know, my entire entrepreneurial trajectory has kind of become that. Is I've seen things that I can't find myself. I'm not the only one, and kind of ended up getting into community building and really what that looks like now versus what it looked like before, where we were, you know, community for us was probably our immediate friends and family. Sometimes it was our coworkers, the co-working space. And now it's different. Now we were finding ourselves that the people we were leaning into the most were the people that we were finding and engaging with online, you know, whether it be through Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, that was kind of becoming our community. And so here in Austin, I was looking for a Latina community. You know, I'm in a household full of boys. And so, of course, I was like, where are my girls at? And I just didn't seem to have found a community that resonated with me. So that's kind of how Austin Latinas Unidas became. It was a first digital platform to just bring Latina women from Central Texas together to connect, to find a space that they can feel like their own, where they could just be authentically themselves. And so it kind of took off from there. Now we are supporting, you know, fostering this sense of community through social gatherings to bring the Latina women together. And it's been 3 years now.
That's awesome. So you're from the Valley. I'm from the Valley as well. I'm from Brownsville. We talked about that a little bit before getting started. Austin has a pretty big Latino community and it's growing. And there's a lot of Latino entrepreneurs. What have you seen in that space for Latinas that are entrepreneurs? Is that a pretty big growing community? What does it look like? And can you kind of give some of the examples of that?
So obviously, for one of the things, when you're trying to grow anything, really, we rely really on resources. You know, obviously, community for the support and feeling like we're not alone in this. But resources, sometimes I've seen time and time again, is not always something we have access to. And Latinas specifically, you know, there are specific resources that are catered to us, but we still don't know that they exist. You know, I didn't realize how abundant amounts of everything from funding to resources to connections there were until I started diving in here. And nobody was really connecting the dots. There was a huge gap where the information was there, but nobody could find the people to give it to. Or, you know, people were saying, we have money, but we can't seem to find Latinas or Latinos to be able to give this money to, which to me was very shocking. But again, it's there. We're so big, and this whole Central Texas area is large that sometimes the information just doesn't get to us as fast as sometimes we would like. But the hunger is there. These Latinas are ready to hit the ground going with their ideas, with their ambitions, with their goals. With these businesses that they feel are going to just be innovative and changing. And all they want is just the opportunity to be able to make those connections, build that community, share their information about what they have to offer, and still be able to be true to themselves, you know, through our cultura.
Awesome. And can you talk like a little bit more in depth about the Latina Foundation and Austin Latinas Unidas and what kind of like events you have and things you do to kind of help spread the word about resources and things to help people out?
Yes, no. So Austin Latinas Unidas, like I said, started back in 2020 during the pandemic, and it started to foster into a sense of community. And as I started to meet people and get a little bit more acclimated as to what was out there, the resources that were available to us, we decided that we didn't want to niche down specifically to a certain industry or certain type of Latina woman. We felt that the best way to be able to serve the community is by allowing it to be very broad, to where Latina women really can, they can be stay-at-home moms or they can be, you know, entrepreneurs, seasonal entrepreneurs, and somehow, some way they have something common and being able to foster that amongst themselves. And so through the events that we host, everything from just regular monthly meetups, cafecito, brunches, lunches, dinners, we host the occasional panel discussions, workshops, really to introduce to the community what is currently out there. And so we have an annual event that's called Latina Day Weekend. And this started because I came across National Latina Day, which to this day, a lot of Latinas still don't know exists, which is celebrated every August the 20th as of 2015. A Latina woman here in the state of Texas started that day because she said, donuts and tacos have their own day. Why don't Latinas have their own day? And so when I found that out, I reached out to her, told her who I was, what I was trying to do here in the Central Texas area, and how I wanted to advocate for this day that is so important and needed to be shared, you know, amongst everybody globally. But if there was something I could do here in Austin, I was definitely going to do it. And so we kind of pivoted to our own version and our own way here in the Austin area. And as of last year, the city of Austin recognized that and also proclaimed August the 20th as Austin Latina Day because of the work that we've been doing here in Austin. But I, in true form, don't like to just sit down. I always like to think of the next thing. So I wanted the women here in Central Texas to be able to have access to women outside and vice versa. And so I launched about over a year ago, a platform called the Everyday Jefa, which also has the podcast. And it's now niched down even specifically to the Latina woman in entrepreneurship and leadership to have access to resources, community, mentorships, you name it, you know, anything that they need and meet them where they are, both professionally and personally. And even that was, I felt like, was still not enough. And I was learning that there was so many organizations that were doing amazing things for Latinos, but nobody really was looking at the woman that had the idea, had the ambition, or had been operational, but never formed an entity like an LLC or a C Corp, and really what that even was, and how to really start changing the mindset when it came to running a business. It can be absolutely daunting, but when you have the right structure and the right leadership and the right a system in place that really you can flourish as a business owner, you know, just if we could get to them ahead of time, not later, you know, when they've already established themselves. So that's where the Latina Foundation came to be. It was really with the idea of supporting them at the startup level, meaning they've never filed for an LLC or an entity. They just have an idea, but they don't have the funding, the resources, or really anybody to back them up and say, we're here with you to guide you. And so that's the space that I wanted to be in with women in entrepreneurship as well as in leadership. And so, yeah, last year we partnered up with Coca-Cola and did a tour through the Everyday Jefa series called Latinas Lead, where we brought women from those cities that we were hosting in conversations about financial awareness and business acumen. And telling these cities, hey, these are resources in your backyard. We're not from this city, but we wanted you to know that there are opportunities and there are women that want to support you in your venture, in your own backyard. And let's have these conversations. Let's explore things. Let's learn from each other. Also, let's continue advocating for one another and investing in Latina women and Latina entrepreneurs. So through Coca-Cola and the foundation, we were able to give away grants. So last year, we gave away 6 grants with Coca-Cola. It was called Business Blueprint, where it was essentially business in a box. We supported them financially by filing for their entities, their LLCs. We got them, you know, personal bankers to help them open their bank accounts. We got them business mentorships, co-working space so they could, you know, start kind of, you know, feeling fully engaging and seeing what the true potential for themselves as entrepreneurs could look like. And then we, and funding, of course, you know, giving them some money to start their business and get them off their feet and going. They did do a pitch. They had to pitch their business. I'm a firm believer that if you can get out of your own way at the beginning, it just gets easier instead of waiting further down the line when, you know, things might potentially seem a little bit more frustrating. And so these women, you know, everything from DJs to mobile, you know, food companies to event planners, you name it. We had 6 Latina women in Houston, San Antonio, and we went to the Rio Grande Valley that all stepped up and said, I am ready. Somebody's giving me this opportunity. I'm going to go for it. And they won their pitches.
That's awesome. And a lot of people are not aware of like all the different resources that are available through even like the city of Austin, and you were able to help with Coca-Cola. And it's great that you're doing that for Latinas in Central Texas. It sounds like you were able to kind of reach a lot of people through social media, maybe a little bit more even through during COVID. Can you talk about that experience and how you were able to utilize social media to kind of outreach and reach more people?
I think what really helped me was the fact that I felt something calling to me in my heart, and being by myself and not knowing anybody, really the only obstacle I was going to have was of myself. So I had to figure out a way. I am what I call 200% or introvert. So I work, you know, out of my home, and I'm perfectly okay being at home. But if I felt the need and the calling to do this thing, I knew that it was going to require myself to get out of my own way. So a lot of it is based on my own experiences, on the challenges that I have faced as, you know, myself as a Latina woman, and just saying, you know what, I can't be the only one going through this thing. So let me go see who else might be going through the same things, maybe not necessarily exactly, but going through the same, you know, journey as I am as an entrepreneur. And so we were relying a lot on social media because, of course, we couldn't do the face-to-face types of things. And I kind of took it upon myself to start sliding into people's DMs and saying, hi, my name is Bessie. I just moved to the area. I'm trying to do this thing. I see that you're doing this thing, and feeling like maybe, you know, doing my research, you know, because social media really doesn't always give you the full scope and the full picture of things. But it should at least give you an idea of where somebody and who somebody is, whether it's a brand or a business or an individual. And so I would do my research and say, you know what, I think this is a person that I could potentially connect with. If anything, a relationship, a friendship could foster out of this. And if it doesn't work out, that's okay. I mean, nobody knows who I am. Life goes on. And at least I tried. You know, that was the only thing, is I wanted to at least give it a try. And if it didn't work out, that was okay. Life goes on to the next. And so that's how we really started. That's why we started more as a platform, a virtual platform. I would host Why Not Wine, Not Wednesdays, where I would go live and we would just chat it up. And there were times when nobody would show up because nobody knew who I was, you know, but just by introducing and saying, hey, and being consistent, showing up online and saying, okay, I'm doing this for a reason. Somebody, one day, one person is going to watch this and resonate with them, then I've done my job. So it was just a matter of just reaching that one person through the social media platform until we could, at least I could get myself in front of certain people and really speak to them as to what it is that I was trying to accomplish.
Love it. Love it. You talked a little bit about the Everyday Jefa podcast. Can you talk a little bit more about that? How often do you do it? Is it mostly Latino entrepreneurs that you have on there? Maybe some examples of some guests that you've had on the podcast.
Oh yes, no, absolutely. So the Everyday Jefa podcast, actually it used to be called Soy Latina, but when we launched the Everyday Jefa platform, we decided to rebrand it to really align with the same mission and vision about it, and just continue to storytell the Latina story. You know, because at the end of the day, we are all just everyday people out there making big decisions in our personal lives and our professional lives as entrepreneurs. And so we wanted, you know, them to feel like we get it, like we understood. There's other women out there that are going through the same thing, that are just really wanting to support you and show you that it's, you're not alone in this. And so a lot of my guests, it's a weekly, our episodes come out every Tuesday, and it comes out on just about every platform you can think of for where you can find podcasts, as well as on YouTube. We also have a YouTube channel called the same thing too, the Everyday Jefa podcast. And it's just storytelling, really. We've had anything from, you know, women that are specializing in marketing, women that are specializing in mental health, women that specialize in venture capital. We had Stacey Latoyson, we just recorded earlier this week, and she is in the, you know, fintech and VC. And it, for me, it felt like something important because that acronym does float around a lot. However, some people don't understand what that even means or how that may even correlate for what they're trying to do in their businesses, or even, you know, individually, you know, what kind of financial resources are out there. And just being able to connect and continue sharing those stories. We are now in season 3. And so we've also reached into, there's Stephanie Houston, who is a local Latina rum company. She co-owns Island Getaway Rum, which is one of the first Latina rum distilleries here in the Austin area. You know, so we showcase everybody from the Austin area to, you know, Houston, wherever really the stories, the opportunities of being able to share their stories come from. And that's something I'm really proud of and super excited to continue doing with them.
Congrats on all that on the podcast and your success so far. I also noticed you have an online shop. You have some pretty cool, unique products on there. You talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So when I first started, I was trying to, this is, you know, part of the entrepreneurial is, you know, and just like in marketing, you're going to throw whatever idea and then see what lands and what sticks. You know, and business isn't really any different. Some business ventures fail, but not necessarily because they were not a great idea, maybe just the timing or who knows, right? So for me, I love to, if I can't vocalize how I feel and who I am, I like to wear it on my shirt. So I had, you know, a couple of graphic shirts that I put up there, you know, I think one of them was like, you know, Soy Chingona, which I know some people still feel a little bit uncomfortable with the word, but for me, it really means it resonates to being powerful, a powerful Latina. I think another one was, I'm my own papi, you know, my own sugar daddy, you know, and just embracing the fact that, you know, we can also do the things that typically, men are the ones seen to be the ones that provide for us, you know, not saying that we don't want the guys helping us out or anything, but we can also provide those certain things for ourselves as well. So, you know, anything from graphic shirts to journals, you know, everything to just continue pushing the conversation of empowerment, feeling like we're all in this together. We see you, we hear you, we want to voice you. We want you to feel like when you grab, you know, a binder or a pen that somebody is thinking of you because we created this thing for you. And so to me, it was the only way. I'm a creative at heart, regardless of all the things that I do, you know, so being able to put on my thinking cap and thinking, okay, you know, when today, sometimes we, you know, it's okay not to be okay. And how do we transpose that? And how do we have those conversations when we don't get to do those in person? Sometimes it's a matter of what it is that we're wearing. It could just be a shirt that's saying, you know what, today's not a good day, but tomorrow's going to be a better day, you know, and the person reading it, you don't know who you're going to run across. They might be sensing the same thing too. And just by reading your shirt or the back of your sweater, those are the types of things that I like to create to continue just giving a little bit of hope and igniting ourselves as business owners just every day.
Awesome. Well, you're doing some great stuff in the Austin community in Central Texas. And it sounds like other areas of Texas as well for entrepreneurs and Latinas. So before we end here, do you have anything else you want to share with listeners? And then I'll put this information in the show notes, but can you tell the listeners how to find out more about you and how to learn more about you online and the things you're working on?
Oh, absolutely. So the three things that I'm currently involved in, you can find them on Instagram, Facebook, we're on LinkedIn as well. The first one, as we've been talking about, is Austin Latinas with an S, Unidas, UNIDAS. The Everyday Jefa, and that's JEFA. And then the Latina Foundation, exactly like that. There's no numbers, letters, or hyphens or anything in between. It's just all of that. I, on my personal Instagram page, which is just JUST, Bessie, BESSY, and the letter M, is more focused on being able to give people a little bit more inside, behind the scene look as to what it is to be running multiple things as a mom, as a Latina, as, you know, an immigrant from El Salvador, and just continue to show people that, hey, you can be able to do whatever your little heart sets to do. And let me just, you know, provide you with daily affirmations or, you know, the things that I do to help me ground myself and empower me or help me get through those hard days. So Just Bessie M is definitely more of my personal page. And then the websites are the same way too. All of our websites are theeverydayjefa.com, thelatinafoundation.org, and austinlatinasunidas.com. I would say our upcoming events for Austin Latinas Unidas is the Latina Day weekend, which this year is going to be hosted August the 23rd through the 25th. And we're going to be hosting that at the Holiday Inn off of 35, close to Riverside. And it's exactly that. It's a whole full weekend of, you know, we don't like to call it a conference or summit. We really like to call it a celebration of Latinas doing the thing throughout history, ensuring they're continuing to share their stories with us. And then I'm not sure when the podcast will be coming live, but we have inaugurated an event during South By. It is a non-South By event. It's called House of Chingonas, where we'll be having Latina-owned businesses activate themselves in this venue. We're taking over the space and kind of giving that sense of, you know, sisterhood and sorority-inspired theme with live music, DJ music, panel discussions. We'll have AI discussions, media discussions, just everything that these Latina women are having conversations and want to learn about while still engaging with our community.
Excellent, excellent. And then the last question for you before we wrap up here that I ask all my guests that are from Austin is, what's your favorite restaurant in Austin, Texas?
Okay, so you guys might hate me for this. In Austin, not necessarily. There's a lot. I'm a huge fan of Gabriela's group, which, you know, houses like Taquero Muchos and Gabby's. But further north outside of Austin in Round Rock, there is a restaurant called the Tequila Bar and Grill. And they are serving up amazing nachos. Those are my go-to when I want an actual meal, but I really don't want the actual meal. Their nachos are super affordable and so yummy and so good. So yes, that is like, and then you can do the drive-thru. You can order your nachos through the drive-thru in like 5 minutes. They have them ready. I don't know how they do it, but that stuff, I've gotten a couple of my neighbors hooked on them too, because they are that good with their rice and you're already getting me hungry.
I love it. Tequila Bar and Grill. I'm going to check that out. I haven't checked that out yet. Bessie, thank you for coming on the podcast. You're a badass. Keep doing what you're doing. I really enjoyed speaking with you, and hopefully we can have you on the podcast again sometime.
Thank you so much. Look forward to hopping on again.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Vineyard Sun. Vineyard Sun is a local Austin company that makes quality sunglasses made from sustainable materials. You can see their styles on vineyardsun.com or follow them on Instagram at vineyard_sun.